Tarquin walked back down the trail to a tree, brushing aside a newt.
Beg pardon, old lizard. Excuse me.
With an agility which belied his awkward figure, the hare climbed the tree. He stood on a high branch, paws of forehead, gazing out, nodded with apparent satisfaction, then descended the trunk swiftly, pushing through the lizards.
Do you fellows mind not hogging the trail? Bad form, you know, idling about and sticking your flipping tongues in and out like that.
Returning through the dumbfounded lizards to his companions, Tarquin murmured under his breath to Marielle.
Tarquin L. Woodsorrel reporting back, ma'am. Don't show too much excitement, but I could see the sea from up in that tree, about a couple of hours' good hike from where we are. Does that alter the situation? Just thought you ought to know, being expedition leader and all that.
Dandin gave a wriggle of suppressed joy.
The sea! Well, that does change things. But we've still got these lizards to contend with. Look, there's more coming out of the swamp.
The lizards from the mud joined their fellows upon the trail, waving long prehensile tails and strutting about slowly with sinuous reptilian grace. Marielle weighed the situation carefully.
They haven't made any move to attack us yet. Maybe it's just a display of strength in numbers, though if we made a run for it, they could easily stop us. This is their territory. They know it better than we do, and we're outnumbered at least 10 to 1. Right, one thing's clear. We can't stand here much longer or something's bound to happen. I've got an idea that might work. Hold my gullwhacker and give me that sword, Dandin. Don't ask questions, just trust me.
Wordlessly, Dandin gave her the sword. Turning from her companions, the Mouse Maid faced the gathering of reptiles crowding the path.
Which one of you is the leader?
There was no reply. The lizards merely stood staring at her.
Don't you have a chief? Some creature in command?
Further silence. Marielle brandished the sword of Martin. She gave a great leap and yelled,
Red Wall! I am Marielle the Warrior. I'll fight you all together or one at a time. Come on, send your best killer out here and I'll meet him in combat. Lizards don't bother me, buckos. I've ate lizard stew before today.
Behind her, she could hear Duddy and the others snorting to suppress a fit of laughing giggles.
Sounds like Marielle Stonehead to me.
Lizard stew? Oh, I say, that's going it a bit.
Do you reckon they can understand it?
Marielle ignored them. She approached the large crested lizard, who stood half a head above the rest.
What about you, slip tongue? You're big and lazy enough to be a chief. Do you fancy a chance against Marielle the Warrior?
The lizard blinked, turned slowly, and walked majestically away, with Marielle shaking the sword at it.
So you're not only dumb, but cowardly with it. Well, let me tell you, slime nose, if any of your tribe try attacking my friends, you're the first one I'm coming after. I'll chop off your tail and stuff it up your nose. We're leaving now. I hope you'll heed my warning.
Swaggering outrageously, the Mouse Maid joined her companions, telling them from the side of her mouth.
Right, get moving. I'll stay at the back. Don't run, keep it to a brisk walk. Off we go.
Tarquin led the way, almost helpless with laughter.
Oh, good heck, Dandin! Did you see that swagger? Oh, I thought she was going to wriggle clear out of her skin. Never seen anything so funny in all my life, young Mouser.
And did you see the way that big lizard looked at her when she called him Slime Nose? His face was a picture.
Chop off his tail and stuff it up his nose.
Marielle stifled a chuckle, picturing herself as the others saw her.
Don't laugh too much, pals. They're still following us.
And sure enough they were. Still silent, tongues flickering, eyes fixed staringly on the travellers' backs, the pack of lizards followed at an even pace.
Not to worry, chums,
Tarquin called back.
I can feel that breeze quite clearly now. Hey, do you suppose the big chappie'd give me a ride on his back if I asked him nicely? After all, we are going the same way, aren't we?
2 hours later, the swamp thinned out. Overhanging trees became few and far between, and the path petered off, giving way to firm ground and fragrant gorse bushes. But the greatest joy to the four travellers was the clear blue summer sky overhead. After days of dark forest and swamp, the fresh air tasted like spring water to them. They halted and looked back to the Darkland swamp. The lizards were gathered on its fringes, still silent, flickering-tongued and beady-eyed, though some of them were preening and stretching in the sudden warmth of the sun, settling themselves down languorously to bask. Free now of the reptilian threat, Marielle and her friends could not resist shouting their humorous goodbyes.
Here you, you baggy-skinned blighters! Don't get your noses too muddy in the jolly old swamp hot-hot!
Bye-bye, tongue-pullers! Give our regards to the old warty-skinned toad!
Yes, goodbye, you great bunch of dumbos! By the way, I've never tasted lizard stew before. It'd probably make me sick. Bye now!
Ta-ta, vermins! Do you think you could make your way to our abbey someday, just in case my Nuncle Gabe don't believe me when I tell him about ye?
Across the gorse fields they trekked toward a range of high hills which fronted the westerly edge. Seabirds wheeled in the sky above, while the irrepressible Tarquin strummed away on his cracked herolina.
Oh, I wouldn't go through the swamps no more, not for an abbot's feast, not even for a kiss from Rosie dear, though she is a lovely beast. Give me the summer sunshine, don't mind a cloud or two, rather than that ballet bod and a pot of lizard stew.